All right, let's begin with prayer.
我们开始以祷告开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day. We ask that you will help us as we study your word.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。当我们学习的时候，求你帮助我，帮助我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
We are nearing the end of this class.
我们这节课快要结束了，我们这个课程。
And I don't want to fall any more behind.
我不想再往后拖。
So what I am going to do, since we have a short time today,
因为今天我们时间比较短,
I am not going to try to go through everything in this lesson.
所以这一课呢，所有的内容我不会都讲。
Instead, what I'm going to try to do is talk about the basic,
所以我会讲那个这一课的最基本的内容,
principles,
是一些原则。
And then this lesson kind of breaks them down into each example.
所以呢这个课呢有不同的那个一些范例。
And the basic principle comes out of Ephesians 5.
这个最基本的原则呢来自于以弗所第五章。
Because if I go through all of the questions, I will either just go very quickly through and give you the answers and it will mean nothing.
所以如果我很快的把答案问题走一下就给你们答案对你们来讲也没什么意思。
Or I will...talk about each one and maybe only get through a few of them and then we will be behind more. 或者
我们就讲的时间太短只有几分钟这样过去也没意思也讲不透。
So instead of doing that, let me focus on the basic principle.
所以呢我现在就是会专注在这个最基本的这个原则上就是夫妻关系。
The basic principle is in Ephesians 5.
第以弗所书五章。
This gives the pattern for the Christian family.
这个就是一个基督徒、基督模范家庭的一个典范。
Now I have tried to say to you in our class.
在我们的课上，我曾经想要给大家讲的是
that to be a Christian,
成为一个基督徒。
In the college, the education students learn what they call Venn diagrams.
他们有一种就是一种图像表达法。
And it shows the relationship between different things.
他们这个表达就是说这个因果关系啊这个 各方面之间有什么联系
Many people think the Christian life looks like this.
很多人认为基督徒的生活是像这样的一个圆圈
This is my spiritual life.
比如说这是我的属灵生活
Sunday morning.
星期天早晨
Devotions.
灵修
Here is my family.
这个圆圈代表我的家庭生活
Work.
这是我的工作
Talk,
这是我的言语
all of these different
所有的不同的
things.
就好像一个一个不同的
And they overlap a little bit
他们有的时候呢会有一些重叠
Okay, when I'm having a fight with my wife
当我跟我的太太吵架的时候
When I'm done, I say, oh God, I'm so sorry And you know, it overlaps a little bit
所以吵完了之后我跟你说老师那对不起然后我们是有跟你的属灵生命是有一些重叠
Some people think here's my Christian life
有的人这个还有一些重叠，还有的就是完全没有重叠，各分各的。像
None of them are related.
他的生活跟工作什么完全没有关系。
Maybe this is a little better.
这个可能比这个图要好一点。
But here's the biblical picture.
但是这个圣经的原则是什么
This is my Christian life.
这个整个大圆圈里边是我的基
督徒生活。Where does family go in that?
那个我的家庭生活在里边呢，就在我这个大圆圈里边。
Marriage.
那我的婚姻呢，也在这个大圆圈里边。
Work.
我的工作呢？也在我这个里边
Entertainment
我的娱乐呢也在里边
Everything
每一件事情都在我这个基督徒的生活里边
All areas of my life
我的生活的方方面面都在里边
Go into there
然后都在我的这个基督徒生活里边
A few months ago God began to convict me
几个月以前神让我有个心里有个很强的意念神在告诉我一些事情
Because I like to study
因为我很喜欢学习
I like to eat
我也喜欢吃No, don't look like that.
I don't like to exercise.
我不喜欢运动。
And I never, it never really mattered to me.
对我来讲，这个运动好像没什么重要性。
People would say, you should exercise a little bit.
然后别人就会说，哎呀，你应该运动一点呐。
And you should lose weight because you are getting fat.
他们说你要，应该，是不是应该减点体重呢？
And I would say, it doesn't matter, I'm a teacher.
我说哎呀没关系了反正我是老师。
And one day I was reading, and I realized.
有一天我在读的时候我突然意识到。
My health fits in that box.
哎呦我的这个健康也在我的基督徒生活里面在这个大的圈子里。
Because does my health affect how I can serve God and His church?
因为我的健康是不是会影响我怎么样如何服侍神跟神的教会呢？
Yeah.
肯定会的。
And I said, but I don't want to walk. I don't want to exercise.
但是我给神说我一点都不喜欢锻炼。
And I don't want to eat healthier.
我也不想吃健康的食物。
It has to go in this box.
但是你的健康也要在你的基督徒生活里面。
And so although I don't like it very much,
虽然我不是很喜欢锻炼,
I am trying to do that.
但是我还是要努力去做。
Because everything fits in this box.
因为所有的这个你的生活的方方面面都在这个基督
徒生活里面。All areas of my life belong to God.
我生活的方方面面都属于神。
Now, this morning's lesson is on family.
今天早晨大家有十三课是说是家基督徒的家庭。
And if family is part of this circle,
如果我的家庭是我里边的一个基督徒生活的一个方面一个圆圈。
Let me ask you,
我要问大家一个问题。
Should a Christian's family relationship look different than an unbeliever's family relationship?
那我们作为基督徒，我们的家庭关系跟那个不信主的家庭关系是不是应该看得有所不同呢？
Yeah.
肯定是。
Or let me make it more difficult.
或者让我们觉得更困难的一个问题。
Brother Charlie,
那个李强弟兄。
Should your marriage look different than the marriage of an unbeliever?
你的婚姻是不是跟那个不信主的家那个婚姻是不是应该看得不一样？
Definitely.
肯定的。
Okay.
他说这个是让他的过去的生活信主之前前后的生活有婚姻有很大的不同。
Captain Joshua
那个姚宇冲
Should your relationship with your parents look different than the relationships of an unbeliever?
你作为一个青少年那你跟父母的关系是不是跟一个不信主的青少年应该是看得不同的
All of those relationships
所有我们人际家庭的关系都会被影响到。
And probably, family is the hardest.
其实是不是很有可能家庭是一个最难体现那种关系的一个地方。
Because at work, there's a little bit of formality.
因为呢，工作上是比较正式的。
In front of other people,
在别人面前，我们外人面前，我们都很小心。
I enjoyed very much being at the retreat.
我在这个退休会我很享受。
But my mind for 3 days was on what do I need to say? How should I say it?
所以这三天这一天半时间基本上我的都在想我应该说什么我应该怎么说。
And I get in the car to drive home.
然后我上车回家的路上我就一下子像泄了气的皮球似的。
And we're driving and Sue and I are talking about something.
我们就在路上就边开车边讨论。
And I realize.
我突然意识到。
I am very careful how I say things. At the retreat.
在我们退休会的时候，我讲话我都是很小心，会深思熟虑的，会想的。
I would never say to the other church leaders.
我不会对别的这个教会的人
说。How can you think that? That's a silly way to think.
你怎么会这么说呢？这个真是一个很笨的方法去想。
But it is very easy.
但是呢，很容易的是。
Now I am relaxed.
现在我放松了。
To say to my wife,
可以对我说
That's a silly way to think.
哎，你怎么能这么说呢？这个真的想法很笨，
right?
对不对？我们对。
And I would really like to know if you laugh because I'm the only one who does that, or if you laugh because you are thinking, oh yes, I know what that means.
我在说你们都在笑，就是说是我因为我唯一我是这样做的，还是你们大家都了解我这个是什么意思？你们也有同样的经
历。We don't have time to go through all of this, but here is the key thing I want you to understand.
最重要的是我想要强调的是
On your handout, the first verse is this.
第一句经文我们说的是创世纪
And in most Bibles, where they divide it in a paragraph, they divide it wrong, I think.
我觉得在圣经第一个讲 You mean Ephesians 5, right? 他说我觉得他们把这个分段是分的有问题的
Most Bibles do like mine.
所有的圣经都像我的
They put 5:21 in the paragraph before.
他们把五章二十一节放在上一段
And then they start a new paragraph.
然后他们就开始下了一个新的一段。
Wives submit to your own husbands.
他们在二十二节说，哦，你们做妻子当顺服你们自己的丈夫。
I believe very much.
我真的是很相信 I couldn't find the one.
That verse 21.
因为那个其实五章二十一节。
Is the title or the theme for the whole section.
我觉得五章二十一节是整个下边这个部分的主体，这是一个就是领句式的。
Submitting one to another
他说,
in reverence of Christ.
又当存敬畏基督的心, 彼此顺服。
Then,
然后呢,
example A.
然后呢, 例子一,
wives.
作为妻子们,
Wives, here is how you are to submit one to another.
就是说,作为妻子,你是怎么样来显示你这个彼此顺服的呢? 他就给了一个例子,做妻子的,你们当顺服自己的丈夫。
And in each of these, he is going to address not the whole thing.
他在每个例子里边,他不是说去强调整个方方面面,讲这个整体上来讲。
But the one area where he feels we are most likely to struggle.
他所强调的是我们最挣扎的那一面。
In other words, the whole thing is submitting one to another.
所以呢, 这个主体呢, 整体是我们彼此互相顺服。
But then when he breaks that down to the individual parts,
但是当他把这个整体分成一个一个部分的时候呢,
he knows that for the wives, this may be the most common struggle.
所以呢, 他知道对妻子来讲, 这个是大家最常存在的一个挣扎,一个问题。
My husband doesn't look much like the Lord.
我的老公可一点都不像神,像耶稣。
Why should I submit to him?
我为什么要顺服他呢?
You should not translate, you should tell the truth.
我老公说,他没有那个翻译,他在讲这个真话。 Not really, you really.
I have a friend.
我有一个朋友。
His wife has a PhD.
他的太太呢,是一个博士生。
He said to her,
这个先生对太太说,
I read in the First Peter
我就在彼得前书上,
that Sarah called Abraham Lord.
她说撒拉称亚伯拉罕为主。
And she said to him,
然后呢,这个太太对先生说,
to her husband,
对她先生说,
you are not Abraham,
你也不是亚伯拉罕的,
and I will never call you Lord.
我也不会叫你称你为主。
We get tied down into the little details. But why want you to see?
我们就看着那个细节,
he says, wives, treat your husband with respect.
这里讲到说, 做太太的, 你要尊重你的先生,
because that's what it means to submit one to another.
这个就意味着怎么样彼此顺服。
But then,
然后马上呢,
so that's not the whole thing.
那个还不是说就是整体,
that's one aspect.
那只是其中的一面。
He talks to husbands.
他就, 神就对先生们讲话了。
And he knows that our struggle will often be, not always.
他说对先生来讲, 不是说总是, 但是很多时候是。
But often for a husband, we struggle to make our wives feel loved and cherished.
就是很多时候对丈夫, 他们的挣扎是怎么样让太太觉得太太, 她觉得她被爱了, 被珍惜了。
We are like the 80-year-old man
我们就像一个80岁的老人
whose wife divorced him
就像一个80岁的老人 那个男生呢, 他的太太跟他离婚了。
And the judge said
然后这个法官就说,
You lived together for 60 years
你们两个都结婚60年了。
You're gonna die soon
你很快就要死了。
Why do you want to divorce now?
你们现在为什么想到要离婚呢?
And the little old lady
然后这个小小的这个女士就说,
He never tells me he loves me.
然后这个太太就说, 他从来没说他爱我。
And the judge says, is that true?
这个法官就问这个先生,
And the husband was very offended.
这个先生觉得很被冒犯。
That's not true.
他说那说的不对。
When we got married, I told her I loved her.
我们结婚那天的时候, 我告诉她我爱她。
If I ever change my mind, I will tell her.
如果我哪天不爱她了, 我改变想法, 我会告诉她的。
Men, don't laugh.
弟兄们不要笑啊。
It's not been 60 years because you're not 80, but when's the last time you told her?
你们还没有过60年,上次你什么时候告诉你太太你爱她?
And so,
所以,
Paul says to husbands, this is how the family reflects the body of Christ.
所以呢, 保罗就说, 这是家庭怎么样来反映基督的荣耀,基督自己。
Just as Christ shows his love to the church.
就像基督爱教会,对教会展示他的爱。
Not one time and then,
不是说就最后,
and if I ever change my mind, I'll tell you.
不是说最后等到最后说,我如果不爱你,我告诉你,不是一次。
But week,
然后一次,
after week,
每一星期, after week, 每一星期,
he shows his love.
神就是耶稣显示他对这个教会的爱。
Friday night, we will have communion.
这个星期五呢, 这个是Good Friday, 是吧? 就是送难日我们会有一个,
When you take the bread
有个聚会
cup.
当我们领到饼和杯的时候
Christ is saying, this is how much I love you.
这就是神对耶稣对我们说这就是我多爱你的表现
I gave my life for you.
我把我的命都给了你
And so Paul says, this is how we as Christians show his image.Our family show our relationship to him.
就是我们的家庭关系就显示了我们跟神之间的关系。
By husbands showing their wives.
就是通过先生跟丈夫之间。
I love you like Christ loved the church.
就像先生对丈夫太太的爱就像说神对教会的爱。
I give myself to you.
我把我自己都给了你。
I serve you, I cherish you, I value you.
我就是服侍你，我真的是很珍惜你，我也真的是是很觉得你很有价值。
He says, children.
然后呢，神对孩子们说
话了。You are part of this submitting one to another.
你也是属于这个彼此顺服的一个其中的一员。
And children,
孩子们
what is most likely to be your struggle is.
对你最大的这个挣扎难处是什么呢？
I'm 15 years old. I already know everything.
我都十五岁了，我什么事儿都知道。
Why should I listen to that old man?
我就要听那个老人的言语干什
么 No, even more than when you're 16.
Or 16, well, yes, of course.
这就更不想听了。
But wait, you and I are coming soon. D.
然后马上呢，我们两个人就是我们的问题了，爸爸妈妈。
And so he says, children.
他说作为孩子们
This is how you are part of submitting one to another.
这个你对父母的顺服就是表示你们彼此顺服的一个展示
You are to obey your parents.
你要在主里听从父母
In the Lord.
在主里
This is your part of submitting.
这是你那个要顺服的彼此顺服的那个部分
But Paul is not dumb.
但是保罗可不傻
And he knows that as parents.
作为父母他了解
We will struggle with this whole idea of submission one to another.
我们会在这个彼此顺服方面也是我们的一个挣扎。
And so again, he doesn't try to cover everything.
保罗不是说把每一个细节都要讲出来，拿出来
讲。In fact, he doesn't mention mothers.
他根本没有提到母亲，只说其实那原文是父亲的。
But it's not because they're left out.
不是说妈妈们就没有问题。
He is giving us specific examples out of all of the relationships in the family.
他是从所有的关系中间，他给我们一个特别提出来一个例子来讲。
And he knows that one of the key struggles for Elder Zhang and I.
他说，对张长老跟我之间一个很大的挣扎是什么呢
？As fathers,
作为父亲
，is do not.Exasperate your children with unreasonable demands.
就是不要用那种不合理的要求去惹儿女的气。
However, let me say, Joshua, expecting you to do your duties is not unreasonable.
让你去做你应该做的这个不是不合理的。
You are here.
你在这里，你在 C， 庄明瑞。
But I say that as a joke.
我这样是开一个玩笑。
But here's what I'm wanting you to understand.
但是我希望大家了解的是
，All of us are very good at seeing what someone else in this list should be doing.
我们可以看到这个列表里边，我们可以看到别人应该做的那一部分。
I know very well when my wife doesn't show me proper respect.
当我太太不对我足够尊重的时候，我知道的很清楚。
She ought to know better. She's supposed to submit one to another.
她应该了解，她应该知道啊，她应该彼此顺服啊。
I am not nearly as good at seeing when I don't show her the kind of love that Christ shows the church.
但是当我没有对她显示基督对教会的爱的时候，我自己好像完全看不见，很难看见。
I am very good at knowing when my children are not obeying me in the Lord.
当我的孩子没在主里听从我的时候，我是看得一清二楚。
I'm not as good at seeing.When I exasperate them with demands that they cannot possibly meet,
但是我却看不到对我当我对孩子有他们根本不可能达到的这种不合理的要求，对他们所惹他们的怎么样是激怒他们。
E and F I will come to next week.
下个星期我会讲那个下两个，就是主人和仆人，那是在工作关系里面。
But what I'm wanting you to see is the Christian family.
我就想让大家了解是基督徒的家庭
is about just as the church is a body that comes together.
就像一个教会是一个身体，像一个身体一样
It is yielding to one another.
就是在，在像在教会里啊，基督徒的家庭也是彼此要顺服。
In the body of Christ, in the church.
也同样在基督的身体，就是教会里边。
We will have different opinions.
我们有不同的意见。
We will have different personalities.
我们有个性不同，不同的看法。
Some of us will irritate one another.
有些人会彼此之间会很容易被激怒，激怒对方。
Because we are different.
因为我们是不同。
But as the body of Christ,
但是作为基督的身体，
we yield to one another.
我们要彼此顺服。
To live together as one family.
就是像一个家庭那样生活在一起。
And Paul says that is the model
那个就是一个模范是一个
for our families.
那个就是对我们家庭的一个典范。
So if this is the key picture,
如果这个是一个那个最主要的一个图片的话，一个真理的话，
then it is not here I am.
不是说我在这儿。
And here is my wife.
然后那是我太太。
And here are my children.
这是我的孩子。
I hammer her, she hammers them.
不是说我就好像拿着大锤子管我太太，我太太拿大锤子管我的孩子。
But sometimes that's how it works.
但有的时候在一些家庭里是这样子的。
I used to direct the choir.
我曾经是那个教会的四班指挥。
One day, one of the choir members said,
有一次四班成员有个对我说，
You never yell at us.
说你从来没有对我们喊过。
Why?
为什么?
I said, because I just go home and yell at my wife.
因为我回家以后对我太太喊。
And then she yells at the children.
然后她又对我孩子喊。
And they kick the dog.
然后他们就踢那个，没人可喊，就只好踢狗。
That was not true.
当然就，我们家不是这样的。
But isn't that sometimes the way it works?
是不是这样子的，在实际生活中。
We have trouble at work, but we can't yell at our boss.
对不对，我们在工作上呢，不顺心，我们又不能对着我们老板喊。
We go home.
然后我们回家了。
And we let it out.
然后我们就发泄。
Okay. But the picture that Paul has is
但是保罗给的这个那个图片是
两家。That is working together and loving one another and submitting to one another.
一个家庭彼此相合，彼此就是互相的工作，然后呢也彼此顺服。
In a way that lives out God's pattern for us.
就是能活出来神对我们这个家庭的这种心意这种模式的话
Now that's the overview
这个是一个大图片就是一个概论
If you have done the questions and looked up the scriptures
如果我们已经
it gives you more specific
如果我们你回家填过作业你就给你一个更具体的一些想看法
God's plan for how we are to work together
神对我们怎么样如何在一起相处的这种计划是
God's plan for the love between a husband and wife.
神对夫妻之间这种相爱的这种计划是
Men, as husbands, we are to honor and understand our wives.
作为先生呢，你要去尊荣，你要去了解你的太太的感受。
First Peter 3, if we do not honor our wife, our prayers can be hindered.
如果你不敬重你的太太的话呢，你的祷告会受阻隔。
I read that and I thought, that doesn't sound right.
我说这好像说的不太对吧。
Why should my prayers be hindered just because I didn't treat my wife right?
如果我怎么会因为我对我太太好像有点什么问题我的祷告会备受阻隔呢
And the answer is here.
然后这个答案在于以弗所五章二十
节。My relationship with God
我跟神之间的关系
is affected and is A picture of my relationship with my wife
是会被影响，因为我跟神之间的关系就显示我跟就会显示到我，就是说我跟我太太的关系会显示我跟神的关系。
If I am to love her as Christ loves the church,
如果我就像基督爱教会那样爱我的太太。
Peter says that when I come to pray,
当我到神面前来祷告的时候。
And my prayers are not getting anything accomplished.
那我可能就是那个祷告没有任何果效。
God may say to me,
神可能会对我说,
You know, your wife is part of my body, my family.
你知道吗?你的太太也是我家庭中的一员,她也是我身体中的一个肢体。
She is part of the church.
她也是教会中的一员。
That is part of my bride.
她也是我这个整个教会心腹的一员。
And I don't like very much how you treated my wife.
我不喜欢你怎么样对待你太太的这种方式。
And I may have to go back.
然后我可能就需要回去对我太太说。
I am sorry.
对不起。
Because I did not treat you as Christ calls us to treat one another.
因为我没有像基督命令我们呼召我们那样子来对待我们妻子那样来对待你。
That is difficult.
那个是挺困难的。
And so let me jump to one other scripture that is
very important. 让我再看另外一个经节。
Also in Ephesians.
也在以弗所书。
Because I think this has to be key to our daily life as a Christian.
因为这个就好像是那个这个是那个钥匙似的，就是对我们每天的生活，这是关键点。
You see, I am a little bit of a skeptic when it comes to classes about family and seminars about family and service about family.
就是我就看到有些比如说专门讲家庭的这种课呀，专门讲到这个讲家庭的这种讲道，
They are important.
或者是有些讲座，这个是很重要。
But I say I'm a little skeptical.
但是我有点怀疑此保留态度，是因为
I see many times we have a seminar or a class and we all talk.
我就想到他们有那个好像有一个特别的一个聚会那种课，大家都开始敞开了谈。
And all the husbands and wives feel much better.
然后上完这个课时候，大家都夫妻都觉得感觉好很多。
And the wives cry a little bit.
然后这个太太就会哭有时候。
And the husbands buy a flower.
然后这个先生回家就给太太买花了。
And say I'm going to be much better.
我会变好。
And that's on Friday.
那是星期五。
Saturday. The
星期六。在那个他们在这个就是特别的聚会上
Sunday is wonderful
然后星期天也很棒
She fixes the dinner table very nice
然后这个太太把这个晚餐的桌子做得好漂亮
He kisses her before they eat
然后他们开始之前这个先生还会亲吻太太
It's great
都很棒
And then Monday comes
然后到星期一了
And there's trouble at work
在那个工作上有麻烦
And he's cranky
然后他就就是牢骚满腹的。
And the kids cause trouble, and so she doesn't feel very good.
然后这孩子不听话，妈妈感觉也不好。
And soon daily life erases all of the good feelings that happened in the little seminar.
每天的生活中，把以前在那个，比如那个营会中间的那种很好的感觉，一下都给消除了，都给抹掉了。
My point is not to do away with the seminar.
我不是说
the seminar is important.
我不是说没有这种特别的这种课或者营会，这种是很重要的。
My point is,
我的关键点是
here is the key to living it out daily.
是怎么能够把这个活在每天的生活中的关键点在于什么呢？
After the seminar is done,
当你参加过那个营会之后呢？
After today's class is done,
在我们今天上课结束之后呢？
We go home,
我们回家了。
And we live Ephesians 4:31-32.
我们要能活出来以弗所第四章三十一跟三十二节。
Put away.
他说，去掉
bitterness, wrath, anger,
去掉一切的苦
clamor, slander, malice,
苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤。
Those are things to put away.
你要把那些东西给除掉，从你们中间。
You see, here's what happens in our family.
这个在我们家庭会发生什么呢？
A father says something to his daughter.
爸爸对女儿说了一些什么话？
It is hurtful.
这个话挺伤害人的。
He forgets about it.
然后爸说完就忘了。
But she remembers.
但是这个女儿记得。
One year, 2 years, 3 years later.
一年、两年、三年以后。
That is digging inside.
然后这个伤害在里边就这种慢慢的发酵似的。
And every conflict becomes big.
然后他们之间的冲突就每次都变得挺大的。
Because of that. Three-year-old bitterness.
因为他是他里边有的这个三年之久的苦毒。
Paul says, if you're going to live this way,
保罗说，如果你想要能说活出来这个彼此顺服，你必须要去掉那种除掉那种苦毒。
You will put off anger, all of those
你要除掉那种愤怒，这种态度，这种不好的态度。
That conflict with submitting one another.
这个是能够让你没法彼此顺服。
That's what you will put off.
这就是你要除掉的。
Then in verse 32, he says, this is what you will put on.
那你要穿上什么呢?
Be kind.
要以恩慈相待。
Tender hearted.
彼此之间有怜悯的心。
Forgiving.
然后要彼此饶恕。
As God in Christ forgave you.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
Wherever you are on this group.
不管你在这个里边你是属于哪一组。
Think, I'm not going to ask you to tell the story.
我不会不，你们不需要给我讲这个。
No testimonies.
今天不需要见证。
But you just think of the last time.
想一想你最后一次。
That you really blew your part. Of one of these.
你在作为你作为丈夫或者作为太太或者作为孩子或者作为父母，你在哪个部分你自己真的是完全失败了？
The last time that you did not submit one to another.
你上一次你什么时候是你们没有彼此
顺服？ Now don't think of the last time they didn't do their part.
不要去想说上一次他们没有。
I know what some of you are thinking. I can read your mind.
我能看到你们在想什么，就是他上一次怎么没做。
Think of the last time you really blew your part.
想一想你上一次是什么时候没做好。
And let me ask you this.
然后我问你一句。
Huh?
You can't remember. She will tell you after class.
yeah, you said you mean different. Come to my mind.
She will tell you.
No, not 2 years ago.
She remembers. I told you no testimony.
所以我说你不需要在这里见证。
Let me ask you this.
我问大家一个问题。
You remember your last time?
你记住你上一次。
If.
如果
you don't worry about them,
不用去想对方，你想想你自己。
If you,
如果你是那个
had put on kindness,
如果你是那个穿戴了那个恩慈
in that situation,
在那个环境中间，你心里充满了恩慈。
If you had, don't worry about them,
别想他们，别想那个。
If you had been tender-hearted,
如果你是心里边有怜悯的心，很温柔。
Don't think about them.
别想你的那个。
They're not here.
他们不在这里。
If you had forgiven them the same way Christ forgave you,
如果你像基督饶恕我们一样饶恕了他对方，
would the situation have been different?
你们现在的情况会不会跟以前不同呢？
Would it have been much easier to follow this command?
是不是就很容易比较能够达到就是遵从这个彼此顺服的命令呢？
Ephesians 5 comes after Ephesians 4.
大家都知道以弗所第五章在以弗所第四章之后。
That's your very brilliant fact for the day.
那是不是今天一个新发现呢？
But the reason is this.
为什么是它在第五章在第四章之后呢？
You cannot live Ephesians 5 without Ephesians 4.
没有以弗所第四章你就活不出来以弗所第五章。
Our relationships are too close.
因为我们的关系是彼此很接近的。
We are going to rub against each other and cause friction.
我们彼此会相磨，我们会彼此相磨，有很多的摩擦力。
And the only way we will be able to live this,
我们唯一能够活出来以弗所五章二十一节的这个办法是什么呢？
Is if day after day we are putting off bitterness, anger, wrath.
每一天我们把这种苦毒，把这种愤怒都给去掉。
And if we are putting on kindness,
然后我们穿上这个恩慈，穿上怜悯，彼此饶恕。
As you do that, your family relationship begins to reflect the relationship with Christ.
如果呢，你可以这样做的话，你的家庭关系就会显示你跟耶稣、跟神之间的关系。
One reason it's important is this.
一个很重要的原因就是
，For one, it's commanded.
就是因为这是神的诫命。
Let me tell you another reason it's.
我告诉你另外一个问题。
I was pastoring in Taiwan.
我在台湾做牧师的时候。
And someone brand new came to our church, a husband and wife and their two children.
有一对夫妇带着两个孩子来到我们教会。
They began to come every week.
然后他们就每个星期都来。
And after 2 or 3 weeks, I asked them, well, the second week I said,
第二个星期我就问他们
why did you come? And they said, well, we heard about your church.
然后我说你们怎么会来？他说我听说你们教会。
And I said, what did you hear that made you want to come?
他说到底听到什么能让你们想来这个教会
呢？ Of course, I was hoping they were going to say, we heard your sermons were so wonderful.
我当然希望他们说，哎呀，我听说你的讲道真棒，所以我们想来听一听。
But they didn't.
但是他没事，不是这么说的。
They pointed to one of the families in our church.
他们就指到我们教会里的一个家庭。
And they said,Their family is the age of our family.
他说那个家庭的年纪，父母年纪跟我们相仿。
But our family looks like this.
我们家好像那个四分五裂。
Everyone is going their own way.
大家好像
We are splitting.
我们每个人有自己的事情要做，好像大家都没有在。
We have constant conflict.
我们家里常常是那个矛盾不断，冲突不断。
Their family looks like this.
但他们的家庭好像很和谐。
Yes, they have disagreements.
是这个和谐的家庭也有，他们之间也有冲突，有矛盾，有不和。
But they resolve them.
但是他们解决了这个冲突矛盾。
They said, "We have watched the husband and wife argue."
我就看到，他说我看到那和谐家庭太太跟先生吵架。
And then we have watched them come back together.
然后我们又看到他们又和好，咱们在爱里边又和好。
And so we ask them.
然后我们就去问这个家庭
"Why is your family like that?"
你们家怎么是那样子的呢
？And they said, "Because we have learned how to love." As Christ loved.
因为他们就回答那个家庭就说我们学习到像耶稣那样去爱。
And so these two people,
所以呢这两个家庭
who knew nothing of the Bible,
那个这另外一个家庭他们从来没有读过圣经
who were not coming because I was a great preacher,
他们来不是因为我讲得很好。
That was really disappointing.
那个真的让我好失望。
Wanted to come,
他们想要来是因为
and learn,
去学习。
If we follow Christ,
如果我们跟随耶稣基督
what will it do in our family?
如果我们按照神的这个教导来跟随耶稣
20 years later, they are still serving Christ.
然后二十年之后呢，这个家那个家庭呢，在台湾家还在服侍神。
Your family relationships,
你的家庭关系
can and should be a witness,
应该成为一个见证。
To those around you,
就是成为周围人的一个见证。
Unbelievers should say,
然后不信主的人应该说
，I want the kind of marriage they have.
我也想要像他们那样的婚姻关系。
Unbelievers should say, I want the kind of family relationships they have.
我也不信主的家庭可以说，我想要他们那样的家庭关系。
Because our life should be a light.The world around us.
因为我们的生命应该是像光一样照到周围的世界。
And so as Christians, we live out His love for us in our relationship with our family.
所以在我们跟周围人的关系中间，我们来活出来神对我们的爱。
Now next week we are going to look at work.
下个星期我们会讲到工作之间的关系。
For many Christians,
对很多基督徒来讲
work.Is outside the box completely.
那个工作是完全是在你这个基督徒生活之外的，跟那个没一点关系。
God is in charge of everything else, but He has nothing to do with Motorola or whatever.
神对每件事都有，但是神不会去管摩托罗拉或者什么是公司，
right?
是什么公司，对不对？
And so next week we're going to look at how does being a Christian.
我们作为基督徒怎么样
look.In our work relationships,
在我们的工作场所中，我们跟工作的关系怎么样彰显基督
？So, let me say one thing before I quit.
在我们结束之前
，What I said about family seminars.
讲到这个，就是这个家庭这个夫妻营或者这个家庭的
I believe very much in those seminars.
我很相信，
okay,
我觉得这个很必要，就是有这种营会、啊。
After I said it, I thought maybe that sounds like I don't believe in them. I don't.I believe in them.
我觉得那个是有必要的，我相信那个。
But you must live them after you come back.
但是呢，在那个营会之后，你要把那个你所学到的要能活出来。
And that is where many of us fall down.
在那个很多时候就是大家离开那个营会就活不出来。
We are good at taking notes.
我们在做笔记做得很好。
We are not good at putting on kindness and forgiving
但是我们很容易就是我们。做笔记很好，很容易，但是我们却没有办法真的穿上恩慈和怜悯。
Dear God, thank you for this class.
主啊，我们为今天的课来感谢你。
Thank you for these people who want to live out the Christian life that you have called us to.
主啊，谢谢我们这些有这么多的人愿意按照你所呼召的去活出来基督家，活出来你的生命。
In our family relationships,
在我们家庭关系之中
，help us to look like you.
帮助我们能够在我们家庭中能够像你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You have next week's lesson?
Yes, I gave it to